Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Can Klopp find the right folks to win trophies? By Trevor Downey. Bitter experience brings us all inevitably to the same conclusion. For the most part, people are awful. Now, optimistic philanthropist that you are, lovely listener, you may be bristling at such apparent negativity, but that's only because you're one of the good ones. You simply cannot conceive of the ugliness that resides in the souls of so many. Or perhaps you've been blessed by the veritable lottery win that is a life of generally positive interactions with others. That makes you the rarest of all unicorns. And you should probably consider becoming a recluse now, before it all, perforce, goes pear-shaped. I remember when I believed in the inherent decency of my fellow human, halcyon days. Days before the relentless shittiness with which our species behaved towards each other became fully apparent to me. For most of us, there is a daily quotient of wincing, stifling, and looking the other way, which allows us to get through from alarm call to sleep without going full Michael Douglas and falling down. We have steeled ourselves to it. We expect it. How else could the average person have endured the last few months of Trump and May and Erdogan et al., on top of the countless daily indignities we suffer in our own personal lives? For many of us, football is the refuge from the awfulness. Lately, ghouls tweeting abusively at players and the wives of club owners tested our patience. Little Englander fans taunting Spaniards in a pathetic drunken display of nationalism wore us down further. To add insult to injury, the Mighty Reds began the year in a way that saw our hopes of silverware evaporate. But then something happened. Something positive. Jurgen Klopp rallied his charges. The results began to turn. The injuries and enforced absences were overcome, and the red men were back on track. Now, with just 5 games remaining, Liverpool sit in 3rd place and have put themselves in a position where Champions League qualification is very much a possibility. What is particularly appealing to this columnist about being in the Champions League is the distinct possibility that we might win the bloody thing. I'm serious. This manager, with the right players, wins things. Should qualification be achieved, the squad will be bolstered by a man who has shown a very keen eye in the transfer market. Any potential participation in Europe's Premier competition next season will have certainly owed a debt to the performances of Sadio Mane, Joel Matip, and Jorginho Wijnaldum. Imagine another 3 with that impact. The key here is Klopp. There will be no shortage of offers coming his way regardless of Liverpool's finishing position. But the gaffer seems to have found a place where the world makes sense to him, and a project which has fully engaged his keen mind. Much has been made of the slightly cringy neediness of some fans. At Liverpool, we crave strong and charismatic leaders, and Klopp may very well have his face alongside those of Shankly, Paisley, Dalglish and Benitez on some impressive Kop banner. But he's not the Messiah. In recent months, in fact, some have considered him to be just a very naughty boy. It is nonetheless very reassuring for fans to hear the charismatic German speak of his long-term intentions. He is, it seems, determined to bring silverware to the club, and the only uncomfortable situation will arise should he fail to do that. Otherwise, he has suggested, if things go as well as he hopes, Anfield might well be his last port of call as a manager. I will not have been in charge of 10 different clubs once my managerial career is over, he insisted in an interview with Sport One. There is not an insignificant chance I will have coached 3 clubs. It is always quite easy for me to fully commit to what I am doing because they are often long-term projects. If I fulfill my contract with Liverpool, then there is a good chance I will have won something here. We can't have any doubts, but rather work on making it one day. If you are convinced that the right folks work on it, then you can also believe in it. I believe that this joint effort makes it significantly more likely. I could be in an uncomfortable situation if we do not win anything. People expect Liverpool to win trophies. With every passing month, the current regime, love them or loathe them, are endeavouring to add the right folks. Only today, the new CEO, Peter Moore, lamented his leaving of the game's giants EA Sports with a vaguely evangelical statement about how his move to Liverpool was a calling and one that's roots are embedded in his heart. If Moore sounds a little like a benevolent missionary, Klopp will hope that the new man can keep the club's finances in a position to allow him to recruit some more workers for the cause. This mission will likely be a very complicated one, but we all need something to believe in these days, and in Klopp, Liverpool and its hopeful and fragile fans may at last have found someone to make us see the light. You quite often see a lot of shade thrown at the fans of Liverpool and Newcastle United, actually, for their need for or desire for some sort of messianic leader figure to be in charge of the club. Now, in recent years, we've struggled in that regard. We've had the likes of Roy Hodgson, but we've also had the likes of Rafa Benitez. We had a brief second coming of the King. And we know that through our history, when Liverpool were the great club that I grew up supporting, that we had some of the greatest managers of all time leading us. Now, it was very tempting to think about Klopp in that regard very, very early on into his career because of his success in his previous incarnation as Dortmund manager. But I think that we have to have a little bit of faith in that view of him. So many people seem so quick to write off that success now. I've seen it diminished and dismissed in the most offhand of ways. Two Bundesliga titles is not to be sniffed at, especially when you consider the opposition and when you consider the caliber of club that he was up against. But, you know, for certain people with certain agendas, they want to say, well, they don't think Klopp is all that. They want to be first out of the gap, actually, to criticise him. And I will never be alongside with that. I'll never be on board with that. I think that this guy has something. I've always thought it from minute one, from when we were tracking his airplane, making its way like the needy kids that we are, to this minute now when I'm speaking to you guys. And I believe that this is the guy who's going to bring us back. And those words from him, I don't really care what anybody else thinks. And I don't care if it makes me a sap. That really meant a lot to me to hear that from him. This idea that he's willing to talk at least about being here for the duration of his career if things go well. And man, how wonderful would that be? An elongated period of success under this particular manager. That's the dream. And maybe this guy can turn it into a reality. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.